Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Truth About Cancer Global Health News with Ty Bollinger. Everybody knows Ty, right? And myself, Charlene.
Thanks for coming back to watch the show, everyone. We put out several episodes over the last few months. We're trying to be as consistent as we possibly can to give you regular content on a weekly basis, doing the best we can. You'll have to forgive us in the future if we have any lapses, but we're going to do our best to get you a weekly
Global Health News. I just want to tell you this right now that I am on this, and we are going to bring you, once a week, a great program.
She's like a slave driver.
I'm doing it.
She pushes.
We are doing it.
She's the one that's doing it. She forces me.
We are doing it.
Us.
Because we love you. We love each other.
Yeah.
I love you, honey.
I love you, too.
So,
but it's still, you are the one. She is a slave driver forcing me to do this. But I like doing it. It's just I'm so busy.
She's
like,
no
honey,
slave.
you've got to do this. You've got to do the Global Health News. So she gets me in here
he
into the studio
busy.
To do it.
You know what he's busy doing? He's busy saving the world. That's what he's busy doing. And pets now.
I have to make a confession. I'm usually busy down in the basement of our house eating ice cream. That's what I do all day long. I eat ice cream. But it's not Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Nice segue there, right?
Yeah.
Nice segue.
Good one.
It's not Ben and Jerry's ice cream. This is nothing against Ben and Jerry's ice cream. I love some of their ice cream flavors.
This is a disappointment.
This is a disappointment because they're finding Roundup glyphosate in the Ben and Jerry's ice cream organic flavors.
Now, wait a minute. Didn't they, Ben and Jerry's, they told us that they were going all clean. They were really proud of GMO-free. It was coming soon. Was this 2014 that they said this?
Yeah.
And it's 2017. What's going on?
Well, here's the thing is that glyphosate, as Mike Adams has shared with us many times in the past, and he's proving this in his Natural News Forensic Food Lab, that glyphosate's almost impossible to get out of the food chain. So it might be, I mean, I think Ben & Jerry's are probably making a really good effort to get organic ice creams to market, but they can't control all of the variables. And so, you know, once a cow eats grain just once or twice that's contaminated with glyphosate, maybe it was early in the cow's life, right? And then now this is just a hypothetical, you know, early in their life they were fed genetically modified grains that had been sprayed with glyphosate, or they were fed some vegetable or grain that had been sprayed with some kind of pesticide, Roundup. And then once the Ben & Jerry's got a hold of them, they've been on an organic farm eating organic, you know, eating grass and so forth the way they're supposed to. That glyphosate is still in their system. And it's going to be put through their system into the milk, into the ice cream, into the cream, and so forth. So it's what this is showing me is that I don't look at this as necessarily false advertising by Ben & Jerry's. I think they're trying their best, but it's almost impossible to control all of these other factors that go into the food supply, which shows us how insane it is that glyphosate is being allowed anywhere, because you can't get rid of it. Once it's in the food chain, it stays in the food chain.
And that's not something that's easy to pull out of your body. It's once it's there, it's just there.
The problem is that, you know, when you're transitioning away from using milk from animals that have eaten pesticide-laden crops or have been eaten genetically modified organisms or whatever, it's a gradual process. And even the USDA certified organic labeling and the criteria don't necessarily ensure that that animal has never been exposed to these different toxins, which, as we mentioned in a previous episode, these toxins will lay up in their fat cells for a long time. And so that's the problem. And so I think it's just, it's not meant to be a downer that you can't get clean food. What I think it should do is serve as a wake-up call to everyone to be as vocal as you possibly can about removing GMOs from the marketplace, removing glyphosate from all states. California just recently labeled glyphosate as a poison within the last couple of months. So it's funny, we get out of California, you know, good legislation like that, and then SB 277.
They're mandating vaccines. They're
mandating
forcing
vaccines.
The children, all children out there, to be vaccinated, which, as you know, is very toxic. So, two sides of the coin there. It's a little bit of confusion going on in one state.
Yeah, so I think what this should do is just kind of serve as a wake-up call to everybody to be very vigilant. Buy as organic as you possibly can, non-GMO as you possibly can. And at that point, you've done what you can, right? There's not these exterior factors, these external factors, sometimes you just can't control them.
They're so pervasive. It just seems that it's enveloped the entire globe and our airspace, our food chains we put onto our body, into our bodies. But that's why we're here. That's why we're doing what we're doing. So that the more you learn, the more you can do to be proactive to ensure health for yourself and for your family.
Yeah.
So if you're eating as clean as you can, drinking the best quality water, eating organic and real foods, and we kind of talk a lot about what real foods are. If you do all those things and just continue to learn, continue to share, and like Ty said, be vocal. We need to be vocal with our local governments, our state governments, and our federal governments. I was at Capitol Hill, and Ty's been there with our son, Bryce. I brought my daughter, Brianna. We joined with Dell Bigtree and others that are going to members of Congress, and we're telling them we want safe vaccines, for example, or clean food. We want to get rid of the glyphosate. You have a voice. We just encourage you to use it.
Speaking of one vaccine that we know is not safe, it's Gardasil. Gardasil vaccine has been linked to more adverse reporting events than all of the others combined, to my knowledge. And here's a story about a 16-year-old Mississippi girl being forcibly injected with Gardasil vaccine. Before we even cover the story, what does it remind you of?
It reminds me of Cassandra, the girl that we got an interview with and we've corresponded with quite a bit. Ty had an interview. If you haven't seen it yet, Google Ty Bollinger, Cassandra, forced chemotherapy. The interview will come up if you haven't yet seen it. But they took this healthy 17-year-old girl that was diagnosed with cancer. She and her mother opted out of chemotherapy, radiation, traditional treatments, and wanted to try alternative treatments first. That's what they decided worked best for them. No, say the doctors and nurses at the hospital in Boston. So they actually took her physically and forced her against her will and that of her mother's and put her down on a table, and it took 12 people to do this. She was so adamantly opposed to chemotherapy. 12 people put her down on the table, bound her, sedated her. She woke up with a chemotherapy port. And they said to her after that time, if you fight with us every time, we're not going to be able to feed you because we'll have to sedate you and you might throw up. Basically threatening her to starve her to death. And so, of course, she wanted to eat and stay alive. Every time the nurses came with the chemotherapy, she would say in a calm way, I do not submit to this. This is against my will. You were doing this against my will. So we were vocal enough to where we believe that she was not forced into a situation after that time. And that's where your voices are so important. You need to stick up for the downtrodden. So with that said, here again, we are in another story where they take another girl, she's 16 years old this time, and they force her to take this Gardasil. And she fought hard for 2 hours until she was so worn down, and they forced the shot on her. Her mother didn't want her to have the shot. She didn't want to have the shot. But here we are again in the same situation. And these are just cases that we've been able to highlight and bring to you. Believe it or not, they are not isolated. Unfortunately, this happens probably every day somewhere. Somebody's being forced into a treatment that they do not want to take.
Yeah, and the atrocity of this is, you know, several fold. Number one, the vaccine, the Gardasil vaccine, has been associated with so many side effects and deaths. I interviewed Dr. Sinheng Li from China. He did the postmortem on several adolescents that he deemed had died from the Gardasil vaccine. Mm-hmm. So it's a very unsafe vaccine. The combination of the adjuvants and the ingredients in it make it extremely toxic to the brain. And the interesting thing about this story, the similarities between this and the Cassandra story, is that with Cassandra, they threatened her, right? We're gonna starve you. You're not going to get any food if you don't do this. They threatened this young girl as well, letting her know that if she didn't get the vaccine, she wouldn't be able to see her family that weekend, that they were going to keep her in isolation.
She was already having problems with anxiety and depression, and this really traumatized her. She needed her family more now with this issue she was facing in the hospital than ever. So they hit your hot point, they threaten, and they and they coerce.
And they finally wore her down, and
they
she got
did.
The vaccine.
And it was still against her will. Even though she was worn down, they were able to, she wasn't fighting anymore physically. She had been worn out.
And they, but they filed a lawsuit. The families
they
filed
did.
A lawsuit. So I hope they win. I hope they sue them for everything that they've got, because that's criminal. Forcing a vaccine into a young girl, or forcing a vaccine into an old person, forcing a vaccine into anyone is a criminal offense. Attorney Allison Fomar, who's a civil rights attorney from Detroit that I interviewed for The Truth About Vaccines, she said that forced vaccines, by definition, are assault and battery. Mm-hmm. It is assault and battery.
Yes, it is.
You can't do that to someone. That, by definition, is assault and battery. They should be sued, and I hope they win. But anyway, we want to give you some good news, and on top of some of the heavy stuff. So we are going up to speak in Detroit area at the end of August. And here's Charlene doing an interview with Stephanie McKeith, who is hosting the conference along with her husband, Josh, up in Detroit, that we'll be speaking at together at the end of August.
We're just going to talk about what the conference is, what we're going to be talking about and covering, and we're going to reminisce about the past year, which we had so much fun. So I'm happy to get to bring that to you. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Charlene.
This is my good friend, Stephanie McKeith. I'm Charlene, coming to you from The Truth About Cancer and the Global Health News. And we are excited to tell you that Ty and I will both be with Stephanie in, where are we going to be?
Michigan, Groseal, Michigan.
Yes, it's a cancer prevention convention. We did this last year with Stephanie and her husband and her sweet little family. And we just helped people to understand what we talk about all the time. Cancer does not have to be a death sentence. There is hope, there is life, there are answers. And we're really, really excited about bringing the information to you. And so Ty and I really enjoy getting to speak together. We're going to speak for 2 whole hours, 1 hour blocks, one about the truth about cancer and one about the truth about vaccines. And Stephanie is so sweet. I just want to introduce her, how we kind of got to know her a little bit better. In Canada, Ty and I were up at a health show that was Total Health Canada, right? And
yeah.
Stephanie's so sweet, and we got to know her there, and we just kind of hung out. And Ty actually got to know both her and her husband before this time. And so we kind of already knew who she was, but we got to know each other. And she said that she really had a burden for the college kids and the people around where she lived. And she wanted to know if we would be able to talk to her group of friends and to the people in her area. And her desire at the time was, as a mother and as a woman and caring for young people, that not only Ty would have a voice, but I also would have a voice as a nurturing voice, which I already have a passion for anyway. So I said yes. And so we came down and we brought some of our good friends, Robert Scott Bell, and let's see, we had Tony Jimenez and Marcy, and who else is going to be there this year? Stephanie, just tell us about it.
So this year, we've added a few more people to our lineup. So we have you and Ty doing your 2 hours worth of life-changing information. RSB, Robert Scott Bell, he's going to come and he's going to live broadcast just like he did last year.
Oh, he's awesome.
So that
That's
was
fun.
A pretty cool opportunity for people to be interviewed on his show too.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, Dr. Daniel Newsom.
The doc, yes, our friend, our buddy, he helps us supplement or develop a lot of the products that we get to put out there. He's a walking brain, isn't he? Don't you love him?
Yeah, and he's going to bring his parents. Mom and Doc news, Mom and Dad news him with him too.
I did
yeah.
not know that. Oh my goodness, yeah. I'm so excited. And is his sweet wife coming and the kiddos?
I don't know if they're all coming, but I do know his parents are coming.
Okay, will be a big surprise. Yay. Yep. And what about Doc of Detox?
The Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, he's going to come all the way from British Columbia
to
be with us here in Michigan.
Our whole family loves him. From Stephanie, I just have to tell you, from the time Ty and I first started, before anybody really knew who we were, Daryl Wolf supported us and believed in us. And we just really love him. He's been such a source of support and encouragement, and not only to us, but to everybody. You know him. He's just so full of love. And last year at our event, the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Life Symposium in Texas, he was there and he was just so encouraging and just filling the room with love and talking about love. And we just love every time we get to spend with him, and we love to listen to him. He just loves people. He loves to bring the truth and the healing to the people.
He does. His inspiration brings people to be ready to take action and all this information that they get from all different points of view.
Yes. So tell me who else is coming.
So Annie Brandt, the best answer for cancer, she's going to be one of our speakers. Great. Dr. Patrick Hoffman and Dr. Patty Shelenyak are also going to come be with us.
Wow.
And Dr. Tony Jimenez, the founder of Hope for Cancer Institute, and his wife, Marcy, I asked her to join him on stage. So she's going to do a presentation too, yeah.
Awesome. Is she excited?
She's super excited.
She's going to add such vibrance and life to that presentation, I know. She's super awesome.
She is. And that's my whole point, was when I asked you to join Ty on the stage, you bring the whole, it just ties it all up in, with a little, pretty little bow, a nice package. It's teamwork, and it shows people the love that you speak from. You both bring such a soulful presentation, and you're comforted and comforting on stage, and people understand that and they connect with that in different ways. So when I asked you to join Ty on stage, this year I asked Marcy Jimenez to also join her husband, Dr. Tony Jimenez, as well, because she brings the pretty little bow to the package with Dr. Tony also.
Well, I think that's awesome, Stephanie. I mean, from the beginning, Ty and I have been doing this for 20 years now, and it's almost like you think Sonny and Cher, you know, and Kathy and Tennille, and Donnie and Marie, you know, those couples that we just loved seeing together. I mean, Ty and I, when we're together, we have a lot of fun. And so when we get on stage together, it's just a lot of fun. And even our kids have enjoyed that. So it's going to be fun to see Marcy and Tony on stage. Tony is very soft-spoken and very dear, and he's got all the facts. He's able to present them in a way that few others can. But then you add Marcy to the mix, and you're going to have some fireworks going off. I think this is going to be awesome. So yeah. Stephanie, tell me, what motivated this convention for you, and where are you today? What do you see happening? What do you want our audience to know?
So as a cancer coach, I see so many people come to me that have either already been through conventional treatment, or they just don't know what to do and where to go and who to turn to and what information to get. So my goal is to get to them first, to provide families with information that they can share with their children, and they can raise their children with this type of information. And I want to change cancer. I want to be part of the movement that changes the way people receive that diagnosis and move forward from that point. So the Cancer Prevention Convention, we talk a lot about prevention, but we also talk about the options that we have for treatment.
And we know we have a lot of options, don't we?
We do. We do. Endless, right?
They are endless. And it's funny, or maybe not funny, but it seems that when we climb outside of this box that we've been placed into from birth till now and beyond for a lot of people, that we have no idea that we have choices that are non-toxic and very powerful protocols that obliterate cancer and at the same time feed and nourish the body. So we can be killing cancer while we're feeling great doing it. And it's just amazing, because we have this visual. When Ty and I first started going through losing one family member after another, it was horrendous. I mean, from his father, they cut out his stomach, sewed him up to get rid of the cancer. I mean, this is barbaric, but that's what they did. We didn't know any better. And when they said cancer, we thought death sentence. That's just what we're programmed to believe. So they didn't sew him up properly. 25 days later, he bled to death. Now, when he died, we thought it was the cancer, but it was not. In hindsight, with all of the research and the knowledge that we have and the volume of blood that he kept losing, he absolutely bled to death from botched surgery. So we've got the big three: chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. Those three are killers. And we've done the research, we know now. So now we bring the truth that Today on the show, we talked about different blueberries, for example. Blueberries have a lot of curative properties in them, antioxidants, things that do wonders in our body to nourish it. There's so many different protocols out there that are very powerful for nourishing the body and killing cancer cells, and only cancer cells. B17, for example, eat your whole apple, the apple seed. Mm-hmm. So there are so many wonderful things we're going to cover. And Ty and I also get to talk about vaccines. That's a hot button today. Vaccines.
Yeah.
And people just go crazy when you say, well, vaccines are toxic. What? Right. What they are. How about
they are.
Heavy metals in your brain? What does that do? You know, would we eat a mercury sandwich? We're told don't even touch it. If you swallow a little bit of mercury, you're it's very toxic. It could kill you. Okay. Now, Stephanie, tell our audience your website. How can they see where to get a ticket, where to come? What's your website?
So our website is thetaliving.com. Our event is Sunday, August 27th, 2017 at the Grozio Pilot House here in Michigan. It's an island. You can get there by plane, by train, by car, however you need to get there. We can make arrangements for you to be there. It's all about knowing your options for cancer treatment and saving your families with prevention. Everything we do every single day is either fighting or fueling it. And we're going to teach you all of that at the Cancer Prevention Convention.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Stephanie, for joining us. And from Ty and Charlene with The Truth About Cancer, Global Health News, we thank
incredible
you for
interview,
joining
honey.
Us.
Great job.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Stephanie's
thank
quite
you.
A lady. And this is going to be quite the event. I hope that you out there can come and see us. If you're anywhere near, come on out. We want to see you and shake your hand.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that I know that they'll have there at the event, at the conference in Detroit, is lots of healthy food. They have for us in the past. They always do a great job making sure that we get a lot of organic food. I remember last
year,
they gave us, they had several bottles of local kombucha that is brewed there in that area, and they gave us several bottles to bring home. One of the things that I'm hoping that they have there is blueberries. Josh, Stephanie, blueberries, right? So I'm sure, yeah, they'll have a good food. But one of the reasons I say that is because to end up, we want to give you some 5 proven health benefits of blueberries. Now, number one, they're a great source of antioxidants. And you know, I remember Charlene's dad 20 years ago, he always had his shake. He always put blueberries in it.
He still does, actually.
He still does.
Yes, he does.
Still puts blueberries. One of the reasons that people eat blueberries is they're a great source of antioxidants. You've all heard of free radicals. And the free radicals are some of the bad guys that cause oxidation in the cells. And the antioxidants, right, antioxidation, they go in and they'll neutralize the free radicals. And it make for a healthier terrain for your body. Because what the free radicals do is they'll create inflammation and oxidation, both of which can lead down the road to degenerative diseases. So number one benefit of blueberries, they're great antioxidants. Another great thing, in addition to being a powerful antioxidant, is that blueberries have a whole bunch of other nutrients, including vitamin K. Vitamin K is important when it comes to blood clotting. That's one of the reasons that they will give your infants a vitamin K shot, which we learned in The Truth About Vaccines. Actually, you can do just as good with eating green leafy vegetables while the mother's pregnant in the last trimester, or oral vitamin K, not the vitamin K injection. Blueberries are very high in vitamin K. They're high in manganese. And one of the things that people don't understand about manganese is that it's important to have enough manganese so that your thyroid works appropriately. And the thyroid, hypothyroidism, you know, low thyroid is responsible for a lot of metabolic disorders, weight gain, obesity, and it's been linked to diabetes as well. So that's another reason to eat blueberries, and they're also very high in vitamin C. Why else should we eat blueberries, honey? Are there other reasons?
Wow, isn't that enough? I mean, wow, that's quite a few.
It's enough for me,
there.
But I think there might be more in the article.
But you know, speaking of my father, it's good for your heart. We want his heart to be healthy. We want your heart to be healthy. So if you want a healthy heart, one of the ways that you can supplement your diet to ensure a healthy heart or help is blueberries. And also, we all want a healthy brain, right? So it helps your brain too. Along with coconut oil, we talked about that the last show. Coconut oil helps with your brain. It actually... There was an article we were going to cover about coconut oil and Alzheimer's. It really has been shown to really improve the mind of somebody that is going away in Alzheimer's, pulling them back It's amazing, but that's coconut oil, and also now we can add blueberry to that list.
Yeah, it's a lot of the flavonoids in the blueberries that cause the increased cognitive function. So it's good for your brain, good for your heart, and it's also really good for your digestion. So here's the last of the five benefits of blueberries. They're talking about the fact that it helps the gut microbiota. So we've all heard about the microbiome and all of these digestive bacteria, these good bacteria that are in our gut. We're actually only about 10% human. 90% of our body is actually bacteria and microbes.
Wow.
That's what makes up the microbiome. And blueberries are very, very beneficial for the bacteria in the microbiome.
I think I want to go have some blueberries.
I do too. I'm definitely going to go. So, okay, we're going to go have some blueberries. That's it for now. Thanks for joining this last episode of The Truth About Cancer's Global Health News. Hope you've enjoyed it. We're going to go eat some blueberries.
Yes, and then we'll be back very soon.
We'll be back
soon. So stay tuned.
God bless all of you.
Bye-bye.